is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's a first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate turned aside the veto, dismissing the president's objections to the $740 billion bill. President Trump rejected the defense measure last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies he claimed were biased against him during his failed reelection campaign. Mr. Trump also opposed language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. A senior diplomat from China says China's relationship with the United States has reached a new crossroads and could get back on the right track following a period of unprecedented difficulty. Those comments by Foreign Minister Wang Yi were published in Chinese media on Saturday. Relations between the world's two biggest economies have come under increasing strain amid a series of disputes over trade, human rights, and the origins of COVID-19. In its latest move, the United States blacklisted dozens of Chinese companies it said had ties to the military. Wang told state media that recent U.S. policies towards China had harmed the interests of both countries. But he said there is now an opportunity for a new round of dialogue. The election of Joe Biden as U.S. president has been widely expected to improve relations between Washington and Beijing after 4 years of escalating tensions under the administration of Donald Trump. But President-elect Biden, who will take office on January 20th, has continued to criticize China for its abuses on trade and other issues. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus pandemic. An extension of an overnight curfew comes into effect in 15 departments of eastern and southeastern France on Saturday. To combat a sharp rise in coronavirus infections, the government ordered the curfew in these regions to start at 6 p.m. Paris has, for now, been spared the additional restriction. Bangkok's nightlife will go quiet as bans on bars, nightclubs, and restaurant alcohol sales goes into effect, among a list of restrictions aimed at curbing the kingdom's rising coronavirus toll. The capital of Thailand also announced that public schools would close for 2 weeks. More than a dozen virus checkpoints are set up across the city. Tokyo's government has asked Japan's central government to declare a new state of emergency as the country battles a third wave of the coronavirus. With record numbers of new cases, Japan imposed a first state of emergency in spring. The measure allows local governors to call on businesses to close and to request people to stay at home. It carries no penalties for noncompliance, but the requests were widely observed this spring. Norway has ordered mandatory tests for the coronavirus for anyone entering the country. The decision came after the discovery of 5 cases of the new variant of COVID-19 that first appeared in Britain. The Greek government announced a new extension until January 10th of its strict 2-month-old lockdown measures, ending an easing of the restrictions over the holiday period. Initially planned to end on January 7th, the strict measures will resume on Sunday and go through January 10th for reasons of prevention. This according to a government spokesman. Lebanon's hospitals are being overwhelmed by COVID-19 cases, medics warned, as infection rates surge in the wake of end-of-year holidays. The National COVID-19 Task Force is to meet late Saturday and is expected to advise a 3-week lockdown, according to Petra Corey, the task force head. The novel coronavirus has killed at least 1.8 million people since the outbreak emerged in China last December, according to Johns Hopkins University, and more than 84 million cases of COVID-19 have been registered. The worst hit countries and number of cases are the U.S., India, Brazil, Russia, and France. The hardest hit nations when it comes to death are again the U.S., followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and Italy. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.